This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi, friends.
Leo.
Hi. You know, I watch the Today Show, and every day they do something. Al Roker,
yeah,
doing his thing. And today it's Meredith Vieira talking about doing something that girls do in movies that I like.
I must have missed that.
I don't know why they have oriental music.
Testicles?
Yes.
And why would you eat them?
Why do we?
Very good.
Makes men strong.
Oh. Well, that is eating the whole animal, I guess.
Wow.
Testicles.
Uh-huh. That's what she's doing?
She's holding them.
Take it here.
Testicles.
Testicles?
Yes.
And why would you eat them?
Why do we?
Very good.
Makes men strong.
Oh. Well, that is eating the whole animal, I guess.
See, what's happening is Al
Roker. I like the guy in the background going, very good, very good.
Al Roker has his pants unzipped.
Right, right.
And his are hanging out.
She did a very nice job, didn't she?
She did.
I wish everybody could get the video that we're looking at here.
She was holding.
Along the line.
And that's Ann Curry playing that music.
Okay. Oh, and music.
With her sad voice.
Yeah.
How about that crazy Ving Rhames?
Oh, yeah. How much is that doggy at Ving Rhames' house?
This guy.
The one with the really sharp teeth.
Oh, dear.
How much is that doggy at Ving Rhames' house? Michael Vick will adopt him to compete.
Alfonso Schofield.
It was out of my head.
Junior.
Yeah. I am your father.
Alfonso Schofield
Jr.
I'm your father. It's important
to be nice.
I explain to you later.
Here's the belcher.
Good afternoon, talk back. You are up next on a Throwdown Thursday. Hello.
Good afternoon to you. I'll try not to throw you down.
Okay. Go for it.
I'll do my best.
We have a bit of a problem here, which is, and I should alert you to this, your phone is breaking up. So,
is this better?
Well, much, yes.
By the window.
Phone. Okay, go for it.
So what I was saying was that I agree with the some such whatnot regarding the vocabularianistic semantics that were used by the previous caller, and I agree with your agreement that the Don and Mike Show should continue to...
Stop it. And if the next time you want to do that,
yes,
you have to adopt a somewhat more... You have to be just a little more clever next time you want to do that. You're going to have to do a talk back. You are up next.
Clever. Answer the phone.
Clever.
I would say if you're going to stay in your home long term right now, let's get you into a good low fixed rate loan so you're secure for the next 30 years. Let's see here. All right. Caller, you're on with Jeremy. Who do we have?
Hi, my name is John.
Hi, John.
I made a mistake of buying an income-producing property up in Sacramento.
Yes, sir.
Sacramento, I think they should just burn it down and start all over again. But do you think that Rob Spiewak's head...
You know, if you're in a property that's bad, my advice, get the heck out of it as fast as you can. If you've got a crystal ball and you know, call me up, tell me.
He will.
We've
good
got
advice.
A caller, so let me see. We're going to go to the caller now. Caller,
call
you're on
back.
The air with Jeremy. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, go ahead.
I was wondering if you think I could sell my house on the Don and Mike Show.
On the Don and Mike Show. You can sell any house in today's market. Ray's looking at me funny over there. Is that our famous belcher over there?
I don't know. He says he's Jeremy from Riverside.
That guy.
Want to risk it?
Yeah,
big
risk.
Try it. Try it and keep your finger on the button.
Let's see. Jeremy, you're on the air with Jeremy.
Hello.
He's afraid. Look, he hung up on us.
No, put him up. He said he had a question about a rental house in Riverside.
Jeremy, you're on with Jeremy.
Hello.
Hello, can you hear me? All right, what's your question?
Yeah.
See, we got you. It's a dump that one now, so it doesn't go on the air. Why is it that he's the only one that calls in?
Well, wow.
Give us a call today. It's wide open telephones. No guests. It's you, Johnny Argent and Roseanne Barr, and from Tahiti Village in Las Vegas.
Oh, one of these.
Is Johnny Argent and Roseanne Barr.
Johnny Argent.
Hey, we got another call. You want to see?
Oh, yeah. Who sure. is it?
I don't know. It just started ringing. Let's see.
I hope it's
When's Jeff Mincy going to call in? Oh. I see him active
Jeff
there. Tell
Mincy
Jeff to call in.
Hey,
yeah.
caller, what's up?
Hello?
Yeah, you're
Hi,
on with
this?
Roseanne and Johnny.
Oh, wait. Hold on.
Yeah.
Pull your
pants back up, too, would you, man?
This is you're disgusting.
Thank
this
you.
Is Garvin. I'm in the chat room. And
Hi,
I'm
Garvin.
I have not heard your show probably since, I don't know, January or so, and now I'm reading the chat, and it says that you're not doing your show anymore.
But tomorrow's our last day.
This show? You mean this radio show?
The radio show.
Yeah, tomorrow's our last day here at KCAA.
Taking a little break, talking to some people. You never know. We might be back on before too long, but we're taking a little break.
Oh. Okay, so, well, like, I was just wondering, like, what prompted the decision since I just finally tuned back in and now you're leaving.
I've been here for 3 months. I started here to, have a 7-week run, and they extended it, and it ends up to be 3 months.
And after your last show here, is there any chance that you might be on the Don and Mike show?
Oh, boy! Yay!
The Belcher is back.
It wouldn't have
cool.
been. It
That's
wouldn't
awesome.
Have been.
All right, Roseanne.
Yeah, Rosie. Mike show.
Hi there.
Hi there. Oh, Buzz, we got a warning for you. Are you listening?
Really? I'm listening.
The warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, but the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good. It's suggested that you do stay away from that, unless it's your own trip, so be my guest. But please be advised that there is a warning on that one, okay?
Don't take the brown acid, Buzz.
Too late. Don't take the brown acid.
Get the brown.
For goodness sakes.
I feel like doing what we came up here to do.
What's that?
Orgy. Have an orgy.
Yeah.
Orgy.
Peter North.
Yeah.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
That kills it right there.
Is this another yeast infection?
What glorious goo.
This show is going to be with all the personations of... Oh. This guy, you know.
Hi there.
This good lady, you know. I'm Julia Child. So I'm making those, my bananas, cut them up skinny all like. And you know who else is here next to me? It's French Gourmet.
Hi, everybody. I'm French Gourmet. This show is about how to cook, how to make bananas into small pieces for the jello.
All right. This would probably be a good time for a bowel movement.
Sure. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Don and Mike, call me, get your shine box.
Okay. Is there a problem?
Yeah, you never shut up.
If it's human waste, save some for me.
And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back.
Hello. Welcome back to the show.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Hi, everybody.
Well, hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Don and Mike show Stinkin' Monday.
Oh, is it already?
How are you anyway?
Hi, everybody.
How you doing?
How you doing?
Here we go. Don and Mike show, same number as it was on Friday, 877-365-3636. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I wanted to say congratulations to you, Don, for
thank you, the
free FM.
Whatever, thank you.
Being a bad idea.
Hmm? Oh, the free FM being gone?
Yes.
Your wish granted.
Yes, as you know, that had been my only wish. The WJFK dropped the free FM moniker, and now it's off to the top of the ratings for this station.
It is. We're gonna fly now. All fixed. I remember the day we. Became free FM. You were all for it. Weren't you the biggest advocate for it?
I was only following your lead.
As we said, isn't this great?
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Grease Man sighting.
Hey. All right.
That's like he's a real celebrity.
I approached him and asked him to sign something.
Where are you, in an adult novelty store?
He was in the pleasure chest.
He got pissed and looked at me and said, boy, if you ever ask me that again, I'll get
mad. Wait. Hold on. Tell your story again. Hold on.
No, the guy is just doing his whole.
You just wanted to do the Grease Man thing?
No, I think that was the Michael Merrill.
And the taters. French fried potatoes. That some guy. Of them French fried potatoes.
I know whenever I see the Grease Man, he could not be nicer, as I always ask him to sign whatever it is that I have on me.
I wish I got a chance to talk to him. I see him often, but I never chat with him. He sits on the other side of the church.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how are you guys? Football, hooray. What do you got to say, Don, about it?
Are you eating?
Yeah, I'm eating.
What are you eating?
I'm eating Cheez-Its. You got a problem with it?
You're eating what?
Cheez-Its.
It's the Oakland, California guy, Mike.
Yeah.
Let's
say, as a matter of fact, now that you bring it up, I've got a big problem with it.
Hey, we're going to take number one. We're going to be number one.
Bye!
Number one in what?
Nice to see that the Cheez-Its weren't able to stabilize his thought process.
Hi there, Don and Mike. He did make a good point, though. Oh, I'm glad football's back. Uh-huh. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, Don? What's up, Mike?
Hi there.
All right. Hey, did you hear Michael Irvin yesterday talking about kissing his sons in the mouth on the football game?
I was impressed by
you know that the whole Michael Irvin thing turned me around on him this weekend.
Wow, you and me both.
If that was not really the most heartfelt,
incredible
guy opening up his soul and showing you what was inside,
I'm glad you felt that way. I watched that. I could not believe how. I mean, not only that, but just. The whole speech was the
incredible.
Beginning, the middle, the end, and how, I mean, it goes down as one of the great speeches in sports history.
And off the top of his head.
And then the ESPN guy, who, in my humble opinion, it sailed over his head.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody, the ESPN announcer, whoever that was, the guy on the left, that's all the only way I can identify him, he didn't seem to get it. I thought we really witnessed a real moment. I mean, a guy, like a transforming moment in sports as far as, here's this guy. He starts by kissing his statue before he's going to get on there. Okay, here we go. We're going to have Michael Irvin speaking in third person, a guy that I've never liked.
I was having to explain to Janet why I was so moved, having to explain this is the guy that when he had to go to court because he had coke and hookers and all this stuff. He showed up to court in a mink coat. You know, I mean, he showed a side of himself during this Hall of Fame thing that was incredible. And what this dude's talking about is that he was saying last night during the game that he loves his sons so much, he kisses them on the mouth, and he says to them, now you're going to be embarrassed when you're a grown man, and I kiss you on the mouth. And I swear to Christ, I mean, that's the way that I love up Bart. And to this day, I mean, I don't kiss him on the mouth anymore, but it's always like, hey, come here.
Yeah. Sure.
Give me one. And it turned me around on Michael Irvin. It was
the speech, and then what amazes me is at that moment where a guy could be anything but humble. To come forward and do it the way he did it in that would be a chance for, you know, people, well, less of a man to get up there and say, you know, hey, forget it all, everything's forgotten. And he went all the way back to
Buzz, I know that you didn't see it, right. But what he did was he got up and he said, you know, my message is to my sons, you know, be a better man than I was,
be a better husband, be a better father.
And the guy was just full of emotion.
Uplifting is all hell, too.
And crying, I mean, and it was
humble and well-centered and not the guy you expected to come to know.
Not a million years. I watched it, seriously, like I'm sure a lot of the people, Michael Irvin haters, you know, getting ready to watch that thing and to have one moment turn everybody around. He turned me around. I was blown away. It was incredible.
He did.
Very cool.
And then paying tribute to the class of 2006 when he said those were real role models.
Let down a side and showed everybody he wanted to get in last year with those guys like his buddy Troy Aikman.
Right.
And he didn't get in, and it bothered him, you know. And I do believe him that he went home and said to his kids, those guys are great, I'm not great.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yep. Good for him. Good moment.
It really was. It really was fantastic.
We need those moments.
And a good start to the football season, too, I think, really, just to get everybody all motivated for that, you know.
And as great as that was, pretty much punched my ticket to hell.
Oh, no.
When they wheeled out the guy with Alzheimer's or dementia.
I didn't see that part.
Or whatever they got.
I only saw Michael Irvin's part.
So, no, they,
was it know. A guy that got inducted?
Yes, and his son.
Was it Newt Rockne?
Some guy who played for the Browns.
Okay.
A guy was a Gene Hickerson, okay?
Gene Hickerson.
He opened a lot of holes, like Buzz. He opened a lot of holes.
Did an offensive lineman?
Yeah, he was a guard for the Browns. Right. So, anyway, he's... What are you looking for?
I think we have tape of him.
Would you just... Whatever, just stop it for a second. Thank you.
You would have loved it. Oh,
all right. Go ahead.
You will regret this for the rest of your life.
There you go.
There it is. There's his tape.
Hi, this is Michael Hughes.
Not what I thought it was.
Oh. Like I said.
That couldn't have been the one. That's not the one you were talking about. You would have loved it.
This is Sam Huff.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
Sam Huff a little better.
The moment is gone, though.
Yes. Yeah, the moment is ruined.
Sam Huff can still tie his shoes. Yeah. Sam Huff still knows who he is on most days.
Okay, Don.
Anyway, the guy that's bringing him on is his son. And he doesn't refer to the guy as his dad. He refers to him as whatever his name is, Cliff or John or whatever the hell his name
Hickerson.
Is.
Gene Hickerson.
Yeah, Gene. And anyway, they keep doing this thing over and over. And then Janet says, who is this guy? And I said, it's his son. Well, why doesn't he say dad? I said, well, because he's talking to a bunch of football players who knew him as Gene. And I said to her, you know, just stop with the questions. This could be a heart tugging moment. Mm-hmm. And right as it was done, they wheeled the guy out, and it was just like, I don't know. It was like looking at Junior Soprano.
Really, he was
except Junior Soprano could win Jeopardy.
Right.
Compared to this guy.
Oh,
this,
so he wasn't able to put sentences together, or
I mean, seriously,
did he give a speech?
Here was his speech. See how I'm just kind of staring off stage?
Oh, okay. All right. Did they bring him up and put a microphone in front of him?
Oh, no. They had Leroy Kelly, Jim Brown, and some other Browns running back wheel him up in his chair.
Was this some guy they were honoring, or is this about disability and concussions?
They're
inducting him.
Yeah. He made it to the Hall of Fame. It's just too bad that, you know, he thought he was...
He was perhaps at Disneyland?
In a field of daisies or something.
Was he, like, well-dressed? Was he in a coat and tie? They got him so he looked okay?
Yeah, that smart-looking yellow jacket they make all those guys wear.
So he didn't even look like he knew where he was.
They pretty much alluded to the fact that he had absolutely no idea.
Wow.
He said he was thrilled when he found out about it.
That's probably gone by now.
Yeah.
But he's also thrilled when he finds out there's pudding.
Well, who isn't?
Well, they waited too long then, damn it.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, that's why you don't really, you got to put a guy in, put him in away. Don't put him in, especially after they're dead.
Yeah.
Don't put him in after they're dead.
So I find myself having to, you know, then when I was getting all worked up about Michael Irvin, you know, having to balance that out with Jan, she's like, well.
But it made you feel better, didn't it?
Hold on. You're laughing about it. I said, well, that's just laughing. That's just inappropriate laughter.
That's right. Nervous laughter.
You know, this Michael Irvin thing.
You
this
used
is
up
true.
All your lovey-dovey, you know, goodwill feelings with Michael Irvin, and now.
Sure. No. The old guy was before Michael Irvin.
Oh, okay.
So
then you cleansed yourself. Though.
Yes,
that's
you did.
Right. Just like Michael Irvin, I took off my shoes, and I said, "This is holy ground now."
Absolutely,
that's what he said.
Well,
I guess I believe him. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hey, did you guys happen to catch Bud Selig's Skeletor-like face after Bonds hit his home run the other night?
I didn't see him. He was there for the tying home run, right?
Here's the thing.
He will not be in. He won't be there for the breaking home run.
Here's the thing about that record. Who gives a frig? Yeah. I mean, can you imagine another record, a sports record of that magnitude, being broken? And most people are like, "Oh yeah, well, golly gee, what else? How'd the Bourne movie do this weekend?
You know,
how's the Simpsons movie doing?
Right. Hate to give props to a Yankee, but the guy that's
how's that hangnail?
That's going to break it. It's probably going to be A-Rod.
How's your BM?
They say A-Rod could hit 800 home runs, and when that comes around, that's going to be a big deal.
Yeah. How's your old tomato? Anything but Barry Bonds, please. Mm-hmm. Get out of here, for God's sake.
Get out of here.
So football's back. What a good weekend ahead. I can heartily endorse the Bourne movie.
Oh, good.
God damn, it's good.
Good as everybody says it is?
Better. And as a testament to how good it is, when we got out of the movie, and Julia Stiles has a pretty big role in this movie.
Right.
She's like the Kirsten Dunst, if Kirsten Dunst wasn't starving herself to death.
Mm-hmm. Right?
She had, I believe, maybe 8 lines of dialogue in the entire movie, because so much of the movie is just people looking at each other with very intense stares.
Sure.
And then, like, stuff blowing up and cars blowing up. And it's the only movie that I've seen where, like, he's in car wrecks. He's bumping into cars, and I'm really sitting there going back and forth like
feeling it.
Christ, this is good.
Like, so it starts, it's start to finish, from the very beginning of the movie right to the very end.
Yes, sir.
That's the way I like my action-adventure movie.
And it ties it up. It ties it up in a neat bow, and oh, it's great. And of course, I can't go anywhere with Janet without something happening. This had nothing to do with her. You know what? I'll save this for a moment.
I went to another movie over the weekend.
In the interest of a fine break coming up.
I'll tell you when we come back about the movie I went to see, a different movie, The Born Again Conspiracy. It's the story of Jerry Falwell. Wonderful movie. Thank you. I'm here all week. Thank you. I guess nothing's going to work for me today. Thank you all. Thank you.
What, Rob? Try it now.
This is Sam Huff.
There, now we're laughing.
It's funny.
No, you want to go, too?
There you go. Alfonso Schofield Jr.
Hey, turn that off. That's not funny.
Not at all.
All right. When we come back, we'll talk about the stuff that we normally would talk about if all that stuff last week didn't
exactly
happen. So enjoy it. This is what it feels like to be a slave to the man.
Pause.
Hello, automation.
This is the Don and Mike Show.